Sing.
Neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? How are you faring today? That means, how are you doing? I want to show you these things. Can you imagine what they might be? They look a little like things for a miniature dollhouse, don't they? Mm-hmm. This is a stool, and this is a couch. They're really models of furniture, which a friend of mine makes. Mm-hmm. Her name is Maya Lin, and I asked her if I could bring you to her studio, where she works at designing things like this. She said she'd call us after a while to tell when she was ready for us to come. Let's think of something to do while we're waiting. Yeah. I know what I need to do. When I came in, I noticed that there was a screw missing at the front door. I'll show you. See these screws here? Well, this one's missing. So I'll get a screw and a screwdriver. This is just the right kind. Yeah. Think of something to do while we're waiting. There. There's the job done. Oh, there's the phone. Maybe that's she now. Hello? Hi. Yes, I was just finishing up something. Uh-huh. Just a little job. If you're ready, yeah, I'll be glad to come. Mm-hmm. I've already told them about it. Yeah, and I'll bring the models back. All right. Thanks so much. All right, bye-bye. That was Maya Lin. She says she's ready for us to visit. So are you ready to go to her studio? I am. Take the models of the stool and the couch. Let's go visit Maya Lin. Come along. Maya.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine. I hope you are.
Very well.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Maya Lin.
Hello.
Thanks for loaning me the models.
Oh, you're very welcome. Would you like to see the real things?
Sure would.
Come on over here.
Okay.
Wow.
Here it is.
This is the couch.
This is the couch. And I'm sitting on the stool. So we can start with the couch.
I remember
and,
going like yep, that.
And here's the model. And you've got a maple base and a leather top. And try lying down on it.
May I?
Yes, please do.
Oh, Maya, that's very comfortable.
It's supposed to conform to the human body as well as be somewhat reminiscent of a landscape, which is where my sculptural work comes in. And I get a lot of my inspiration from the earth and from images of nature. And the stool is based on the landscape works, but it's also based on non-Western furniture traditions. This is an African headrest.
And how do you use that?
You put the back of your neck on this and you lean back. And it's actually much more comfortable than it might look. But to me, it's the beauty and simplicity of the form which inspired me to create a set of furniture.
Let me try this way. You say please, you put it here?
You put it there, and you again lie down and try. It's a African headrest.
Wow.
What do you think?
I wouldn't have expected it to be so comfortable.
The same here. There's some porcelain pillows from China that are also very, very comfortable, and you would never have expected it. And then these tops are, well, do you have a marble by any chance? I seem to have lost one.
I do have a marble here.
Well, this is very helpful because there's a slight play on the surface of this, and the tabletops are ever so slightly convex, and the stools are ever so slightly concave, so that in a way the stools, you can sit more comfortably. And this is going back again to the notion of the earth. Remember, as a kid, when you find out that the earth is not round, not flat, the earth is round, and you go around trying to find the curve of the earth. Uh-huh. And so that also plays into this set of furniture that I designed.
Can I try the marble once more?
Please do. Sits right on center, but then once you go off center, it rolls right off.
But it fits right there.
Yep.
And then?
The stools are all called stones, and the chair is called longitude. And the whole series, which is again about the earth, is the earth is, in parentheses, not flat.
Is it fun to make it?
Oh, I've had so much fun working on this. To begin with a little idea in your head that you then make a little model of. And sometimes I actually don't start with an idea in my head. I use the model making as I'm not even thinking. I just make something, and in a way I think through my hands that way. And so you make something this big, and then you let someone else fabricate and bring it up and study it at a larger scale and a larger scale. And to see it change from the small model to the finished piece is so much fun. I actually can't think of a better way of spending my days than just imagining something and then having it built for you.
What are you working on now?
Well, right now I'm working on a library and other sculptures that sort of are about to get built. Actually, a poetry garden for another library, but I'd love to show you the library.
Good. Okay. Where is it?
It's this way. And
is this it?
This is it. This is the site plan for it. I think when you start on a project like this, you begin with a very small little model, which you can see right here. And this describes the entire compound at Haley Farm. And there's the pond, and this library overlooks the pond. And this is actually an existing structure. It's an 1800s barn, a Tennessee barn, which is raised up one level. And so the idea was to preserve as much of the old building on the outside. But then, if I can get behind you, on the inside is the library. So you come up the stairs or the elevator here. Receptionist is here. All the books are over in here. There's a reading area to sit and read and a table to read by too, and computer terminals over here and another sort of children's seating area here.
Right, so in an old barn.
In an old barn.
Oh, is that fun to see that model? Have you always liked doing things like this, Maya?
Oh, I can't remember a time when I wasn't making something with my hands. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always made things. Just made a mess of my bedroom, making all sorts of everything from metalwork to jewelry to rugs to candles to clay. Any medium I could get my hands on, I was busy making something.
You loved it.
Oh, I can't resist. Actually, there's something I'd really like to show you. It's one of my favorite pieces. It's a clock.
Oh, a clock.
It's a clock. And turn the light table on.
How does it work?
How does it work? It works so that this glass disc is illuminated and a solid disc goes back and forth, shutting the light source off. Let me show you. I have to put this here, and if you can imagine an illuminated face, which is this, and I'll just move the piece of paper.
And that tells you what time it is.
The shadow line will tell you what time it is. And what moves is the solid disk. I'm sort of doing it the opposite way here because it's easier. But it's literally, you're using the idea of a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse to create a shadow line that will tell your time of day. And at 12 noon, the disks are completely separate. So the one disk is completely illuminated. And at 12 midnight, the disks are completely aligned. And all the light source is eclipsed. And
where is this?
Well, this is very nearby here. Would you like to go see it?
Sure.
Let me take you there.
Okay. Is this it?
This is it. Why don't we go on down and see the clock?
Oh, good. Escalators.
Oh, it's so much fun.
And so, do we go this way?
We go this way to see the clock.
Oh,
let me show you.
This is a great place.
Yeah.
Where's the clock?
You have to look up.
Oh my, is that wonderful. It's so big, Maya.
Yeah, if we go over here, it's almost 1 o'clock. So if you have to look directly up right at the line, and then you can see the shadow line. And that'll tell the exact time up to 15 minutes. And then the piece will move back that way and then back again. So
every 15 minutes.
Every 15 minutes it jumps. So if you can stand still, you'll watch time move.
And you know what I like? I like to see those twinkling lights.
Yeah.
If you just go back like this.
You definitely can capture it. And it is like catching the stars in the moon.
The stars and the moon together.
Yep, together.
Oh, you've got the whole sky. Now, did this turn out the way you imagined it would?
It's actually so close to the model that it just made me very, very happy to see it when it was first built.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, no, it's very, very close to what you can imagine.
You have an idea, and then...
There it is.
Thank you for showing us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you could come.
Well, I know you have to get back to work, and so do I at my place, but I really love being here.
Well, thank you for coming.
Shall we go on the escalator together?
Let's do it.
Go to my place. Isn't that wonderful? Seeing how somebody uses her ideas, makes a model of them, and then people construct the big things from the models. But most of the time, the ideas come first. See how important ideas are? Let's have some make-believe. That's like having some ideas, isn't it? Come on, trolley. Now, last time, we pretended that Lady Elaine was finally able to land her yo-yo helicopter because of guitar music. But King Friday still says, no yo-yos allowed in the neighborhood of make-believe. Just because he doesn't know how to make a yo-yo on a string work well. Well, let's think more about that neighborhood now. Ready, trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Could you help us, Mayor Maggie?
I'd like to try. What do you need?
Well, everybody's tired of Daddy's rule.
You mean no yo-yos and make-believe?
Yes. Could you help him change his mind?
That's a pretty big order, Prince Tuesday.
Well, I hope you'll try, Mayor Maggie. See you later.
I'll do my best. Oh, now what am I going to do?
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Good day, Mayor
Maggie.
Hello,
Mr. McFeely.
Have you seen King Friday?
Not yet, but I'm supposed to have a meeting with him in a few minutes.
Well, I'm so busy today, I wonder if you could give him this delivery when you do see him.
Of course. It looks like a little videotape.
Just right for a little machine. It's from Yo-Yo Ma.
The cellist?
That's right. It should be wonderful. Well, a busy day. Thank you very much.
Speedy delivery. Wow, I wonder if he's playing the cello on this tape.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what is your news?
First of all, Mr. McFeely just brought this videotape from Yo-Yo.
There's that word again. I don't want to hear that word again. I shall return.
Honestly, King, Yo-Yo is part of a man's name, and he wouldn't even let me tell him. What's going on over at the factory?
I wouldn't know why.
Hello, neighbors.
Oh, hello, Mayor Maggie. I'm glad you're here. Look at what Corny invented.
A yo-yo?
Yep. I call it Ray, R-A-Y. It's a Royal Automatic Yo-Yo.
Yo-yos aren't allowed in the neighborhood.
Oh, Corny knows that, but he thought if King Friday liked this one, a royal and all, he might change his mind.
A Royal Automatic Yo-Yo, I see.
It was just an idea.
A potentially very helpful idea.
Well, you all are welcome to have it. You show how it works, will you?
Oh, I surely will.
Yeah, I've got to get back to my work. See y'all.
Bye for now, Corny. Want to see me turn it on?
Yes.
Great. Want to turn it on?
Yes.
Same way?
Oh. Please, stay right here.
All right.
And if I call you, please bring it over.
I will. Will you need a videotape machine as well?
I hope we'll be needing one.
Okay, I'll bring one just in case.
You think of everything.
Ah, Associate Mayor at your service.
King Friday.
Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual and all. I know you've outlawed yo-yos.
Until I find one I can use well.
Well, I think we've found a very royal one for you.
You have? Where is it?
Before I tell you, will you promise me something?
And what might that be?
If you like the new yo-yo, will you allow us all to see this idea from Yo-Yo Ma tape?
If I like it. And if I'm able to use it, yes, I promise. Now, where is this special something?
Neighbor Aber, please come.
Hello, everyone.
Neighbor Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. Mayor Maggie, should I install the videotape machine?
Oh, I think you should.
All right. Here, I'll put in the tape.
You must both be very confident.
Oh, we are.
Yes, all right. Where is this royal yo-yo?
Oh, it's right here, sire.
Now, what about this contraption?
Well, Well, all you have to do to make it work, King Friday, is simply touch it.
You mean a king touches this and the yo-yo begins to work?
Yes, sire.
Well, I shall see about that. Yes. Now, that's what I would call a yo-yo.
And you, a yo-yo expert.
Yes, let me see her. And a king will touch it again. lovely. And again. Ooh, very good, yes.
This
is spectacular. Yes, a royal yo-yo.
Could we watch the idea from Yo-Yo Ma now?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Yes, of course, yes.
King Friday, I presume?
Correct as usual, Mr. Ma.
I trust you're feeling better about yo-yos.
Much better, thank you.
Well, this yo-yo would like to play some cello music for you and your yo-yo.
Oh, very good. I trust it's music by Bach.
It is, because I know you have sophisticated taste.
Carry on, Mr. Ma. Thank you, Yo-Yo Ma.
Long live the king. Someday, let's play a musical duet. Farewell for now.
A duet? Good.
Oh, look.
A cello and a bass viol.
He wants to play a duet with you, King Friday.
He really does, and so we shall. You may have this thing. It's not much fun. It practically yo-yos itself.
Oh.
I shall practice my bass viol. That's much more satisfying for me.
Good for you, King Friday.
So, everyone's allowed yo-yos now?
How could it be otherwise? After all, I'm preparing for a duet with the best yo-yo of all. Farewell.
Farewell King Friday.
Daddy says everyone's allowed to yo-yo.
That's right.
I thank you, Mayor Maggie.
And I thank Mr. Aber.
And we all thank Corny.
Indeed.
Yo-Yo Ma, his cello, and some music by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh, yes, Trolley.
King Friday finally found out what was really important. Everybody has different talents. Some people like to yo-yo. Some people like to play music. Some people like to do other things. So long as what you're doing is helping you and other people, that's all that matters. You know, when I was a little boy, I would often go to the piano and play about how I was feeling. But my sister didn't care about playing the piano. She wanted to paint pictures all the time. Well, she grew up to be a color artist, and I grew up to be a piano player. So, some of the things that you feel like doing to express yourself when you're little, you keep developing all during your lifetime. That's one of the great things about people growing. It's soon time for me to go. And I just want you to know that little or big, you always have people who love you. It's what's inside you that matters most. That's where all sizes of helpful ideas come from. Inside is where you can always be growing. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll all have things we want to talk about, and we'll all be together next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.